This is the second part of our discussion. Just a brief recap from last week, is I'm just going to show a demonstration of my own payas here. All we did last week was just say that the payas are really from up around here. Again, I'm not a good demonstrator because I'm missing half my hair. But around here or so, there's a corner you go to the back of the ear. Around there is where we said the machlokas was. And some say here. My glasses are on the way. Some say here, if you can see. Some say here. And
you
some
face
say.
This way as well?
And some say here. Move over if you want.
Okay.
So again, we said like around here, from around this point to the ear, is the area where it's called the payas. And some have a chumar chazanish to even make a circle to go that way. We discussed behind the ear, according to many, is fine, but the problem is, which I experienced, which is why I get kicked out of barbershops, is because when they start over here behind the ear, then they end, which is okay, they end up going to the top and then to the front, which is a problem. That's what we discussed, the area of where the payas are. That's what's the discussion. Now we're going to discuss how long they should be.
Is the problem the length or how they do it?
No, with both them. It's both relevant. Very good. So there's one sheet that we didn't discuss last week in terms of the area, which is going to be very necessary for today's discussion. That's the sheet of the Rambam. If you look at number one, the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Peyazu shemanichin b'tzadayim, the corners that we leave in the area of the head, lo nitnu bo chachamim shir. Chachamim don't discuss the shir. They just say you can't cut the peyaz off. V'shemanu mizekenenu, says the Rambam, we heard from the elders, she'enu maniach pachos me'arbaim saros. A completely different, he's not describing an area, he's describing an amount, a quantity. It can't be less than 40 hairs. So unclear where those 40 hairs are. Oh, is it on? Oh, I didn't even know. Oh, it's very different when I use it. So 40. So you can't leave less than 40 hairs. Now, I'm not, 40 hairs is not that big. We'll see in the Beis Yosef how he analyzes it in just a second. But you can't leave less than 40 hairs. So there's a big machlokus, which I don't want to get involved in understanding Shitas HaRambam. Does it mean 40 hairs any of that area, or there's 40 hairs close to the ear? Ignore exactly where these 40 hairs are, but somewhere in the area of the payas. There are 40 hairs you have to leave untouched. The Kesef Mishnah quotes a opinion, which is a very, very makel opinion in number two. Hatur Kasav Vishem Rabbeinu. When the Torah quotes the position of the Rambam, Arba b'makom arbaim, he actually says four hairs. You have to leave four hairs uncut, which of course is a tiny, tiny shear. A tiny spot there, four hairs, as opposed to 40. And that was the nusach that the Kesef Mishnah found as well. So Rambam either says four hairs or 40 hairs, or if the Rashi, the Rivan, which is that whole area which I mentioned before. There is another shita, which is a found in Hagos Maimonios, quotes from the Tosefta. We're going to put everything together. Who says in number three, the Tanya, the Tosefta, Yesh Tolesh Shtei Saros V'chai Mishim Makif. If you remove two hairs, you violate it. While the Rambam was talking about what you leave, you have to leave a certain amount over, the Tosefta is saying if you pluck out two hairs from the area of the payos, you have violated the Isser of Makif, even if you left everything else fine. So if you had the barber leave your payas but cut right above your ear, just two hairs, which is very, very common, according to the Tosefta, you're chayiv, not a makif, but if you're receiving the haircut as a nikaf. So the makif is the one who's cutting, the nikaf is the one who's receiving the haircut. You have violated an isser of cutting payos. How do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef, who analyzes the shita...
Does it make a difference between tolish and locate?
Locate? As loke meaning to use like a tweezer to cut?
Yeah, or tolish means from the root.
Yes, we will get to tolish very good at the end. We'll get to tolish, we'll get to even combing, sorek, combing, whether that will be a problem as well. So in terms of the shear, we have either two hairs, we have four hairs, we have 40 hairs, we have the area I described. How do you paskin? So if you just look at the last line of number four, the Beis Yosef, he writes, actually before that, the last paragraph, umihu. He says, mihu efshir de harambam lo yav shira elo lerochav shir hapeya. Velola arka. The Rambam is referring to the width as opposed to the length, which I'll say what that means in just a second. And Rashi, lo airi elabashir arka. So they're talking about two different measurements. Rashi, who's describing this area, we'll call it the length over here. Rambam's talking about how long it has to go, how long to extend it. So Kesef Mishnah suggests it should be four hair lengths long or 40 hair lengths long, but the area, he suggests, the Rambam doesn't argue. It has to be this area must be left, but how long? Four or 40?
What's a hair length?
What's a hair length? Four, what he said, either four hair lengths long or 40?
What does it mean, hair length?
What does it mean? You take
the length of a hair?
The width of a hair, let's say, is this. My fingers, let's say, this is a hair. Yeah. So four hairs is that. So that long.
Yeah. Practically
enough. Yeah, in Echanami. As long as you don't cut down like the razor, as long as there's a tiny stubble, that would be sufficient. 40 would, of course, be a little bit longer. That's the length what the Beis Yosef suggests. In which case, there is no machlokas, he thinks.
So it's 40 hair widths.
It's really 40
widths. Widths, you're right. Correct, widths,
the
correct.
The length of 40 widths of hair.
Right, okay. However you say it, correct. So, in the end of the day, the Beis Yosef says, V'nira d'cheivan d'sveika d'raisahi, yesh l'zahir milagalea chatzadayim mikneged se'ar shepav da'achasa. He says, in the end of the day, since it's unclear what the machlokas is, we should be l'chumra, and that whole area, that whole triangle I described, should be considered the payah, and you shouldn't cut it. So the question is, as Shmuel asked, is it depend on what instrument, how long do you have to leave it? So that's the area, but what can you do or what can you not do with this area? Are you allowed to use scissors? Certainly you can't use razors. Look at number 5 on the next page. There's a mission of Maseches Makos. Now, the reason why this comes up in Maseches Makos is because Makos talks about all the los ases that one gets, malkos, for violating them. So one of the iser derises that you get malkos for is cutting off the beard, the zakan. So the Mishnah describes in number 5 here, al hazak on the beard, shtai mikan, there are two corners on each side of the face, that's 4, v'achas lamata, one on the chin, that's a total of 5 different corners of the beard. We're talking about the head, but just the beard right now. This will be another series, I don't know when. We'll do this, I'm sure, at some point. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im nitlu kulon ka'achas, if you remove them somehow all in one shot of the beard using a razor, it's all considered one lav. They're all under one lav. And this is the key line here. You only get an iser or a chiyuva when you remove it with a razor. Now this is talking about the beard. So if you use anything less than a razor, so then that would be allowed for beard. How do you define a machine, a electric shaver? Is that considered a razor? Not a razor, but certainly scissors are allowed on the beard. So only a razor is usur for the beard. So what about the Peos HaRosh? So the Rambam writes in the next piece here, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, number 6 here, U'peyazu shemanichem b'tzedayim, the corner we leave on the head, lo nitnu bo chachamim shir v'shemanu mizikneinu she'enu maniach pachos merbarim sa'aros. We saw this earlier. U'mutter lelaket ha'peos, you're allowed to remove the peos b'misparayim, using scissors, because lo neser ela hashchasa b'tar. The iser is only to use a razor, just like the razor applies to the beard. The iser is for the beard. The Rambam thinks the same holds true on the Peos Rosh. Now, the Gemara never talks about using a razor or scissors for Peos Rosh. It only describes for the beard. The Rambam thinks there's a connection between the beard and the head. So therefore, the Rambam paskins, you are allowed to use scissors on the whole area. You can make it as short as the scissors are able to go. That's as short as you're able to make it, according to the Shita of the Rambam. But if you look at the Rush, number 7, the Rush argues. The Rush says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im natlan kulon ba'achas, ein chayev ela achas. You remove all the 5 corners of the beard, you're only chayev one. Veno chayev achi etlenu betar. And when it comes to the beard, the only violation is using a razor. But apeos zakein kai, this Mishnah is only describing the beard. Avala peos rosh, lo ba'inen tar. When it comes to the head, you don't need to use a razor to get the iser. Even something that, like a scissor, even misparayim, will be an iser when it comes to the peos rosh as well. So this is a big machlokas between Rambam and the Rush. Rambam says you can use scissors. The Rush says you cannot use scissors. So look at the last line of the Rush here. V'hod etanya b'tosefta gave peas rosh v'ein chayv ad she'ilenu b'tara. This tosefta is clearly describing the peos harosh, and it says you're only chayv once you use a razor. Certainly sounds like a proof for the Rambam that only a razor is asur, but scissors are permitted. So the Rosh explains, b'misparayim ke'ein tar kamar. What the tosefta says is asur is using scissors that are going to accomplish almost what a razor accomplishes, which we have to give a shear for that. If you put it, let's say, they didn't have electric scissors back then, so let's talk in their times at least. If you put the scissors right next to your skin, really close, that would be ke'en tar, like a razor, almost removing the hair from the roots. So the Rambam says you're allowed to use a scissor across the board, even if it goes close to your skin. The Rush says scissors close to the skin, ke'en tar, would be usr.
Is that tar? tar a razor.
Correct. It does, but it doesn't mean...
Grant,
but it doesn't mean just because a razor could accomplish that doesn't mean that's our concern. The razor cuts off all the hair. The scissor also cuts off a little bit less, but it still cuts off enough hair to make it usser. So... Well, we'll get to that involvement as well. But right now, clearly, according to the Rush, Kain Tar, Misparayim Kain Tar is certainly usser. But we'll see in the poskim that Hashkasa might be relevant here as well. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, all these halachas are found in Yerdeah, Simen Kuf Pei Alf. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Einu Chayv Ela Batar. The Isser is only using a razor. Scissors are permitted for the Peos. But V'yesh Osrim B'misparayim Kain Tar, that's the Rush, that even using scissors, which come close to the skin, are also going to be Aser. V'yesh Lachosh L'divreihem, says the Shulchan Aruch, we don't know how to paskin, so we should be Safik L'diraisa L'chumra, and you shouldn't even use scissors when they're close to the skin. So that's how we paskin. You shouldn't use misraim ke'ein tar. Now we have to quantify this. What does that mean? Can I not use scissors at all? Is this a problem? How close to the skin, how close to the body, is it considered like a razor? So the Shach there on the spot number 9 writes, Shagozes b'misperayim, samuch labasar, ke'ein tar. Sounds like putting the scissors right next to the skin would be considered ke'ein tar. So many times, if you go to the barbershop, they'll use scissors right around your ear. That seems to be what's being described here in the Shach. That misparayim ke'ein tar, samuch labasa, using a scissor right like that. Yeah.
But, okay, so about a month ago, something like that, 2 months ago, one of the guys said, who always used to use the machine, you know, the electric shaver around the ear, said, we've been told that you can't do that anymore. It's too close, and we're supposed to be using all these scissors. And he then took the scissor and cut really, 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 really close to that entire area, which he said is that's better than using...
Right. He must be Sephardi and passing like the Rambam, I guess. But the Rush says not that way. You could tell him, go back to the guy, tell him, if you use a comb according to this, that would be fine. Because if there's a comb, that adds a separation, that wouldn't be next to the buster. That would be permitted. But to use the scissor right next to the skin, it would seem to be a problem according to the Shach. And this is exactly what the Rivan writes as well, rather than Mefarish in number 10, one of the Rishonim, but it's not Rashi, but to Mefarish on the side of the Gemara Nazir, also says it in Samuch Likaran, that what does it mean, Kein Tar, when the scissors close to the root, close to the skin, that would be a violation. And now, to Ezra's point, Ezra is saying, doesn't it say Hashchasa? Isn't the problem Hashchasa? So, Giluach, cutting hair with destroying the root, that's a problem. So Tosa says that's what's happening. Number 11. Kein tar is she'oker haseyar umashchiso mekaro. When you use scissors, again, I don't know how to define the root. We always thought the root was like inside of the skin. I don't know the Metzias, to be honest, but he thinks scissors so close to the skin will also have some destruction of the ikar part of the root. Now, what's the ikar of the root? It may not be below the skin. It might be the part that's above the skin might also be. Sometimes a tree, the roots go above the ground also. So maybe that's part of the ikar. I don't know the metzius of it, but he does describe Kein Tar as being mashchis, the sear, as well.
They were showing the picture in the commercials. The lift and cut idea was that you lift it up,
yeah, I know, right.
And then it goes on back underneath.
Correct, yeah, I know, right. So unclear whether that really happens or not. It could be just a whole gimmick or not. So,
and there's a company, kosherShaver.com, the Moogles that'll lift things.
Right, so I don't know how it works. Could be. We'll save that for when we do the beer discussions, I guess, for now. Fine. So during Sphere, and Lag BaOmer Sphere, it's a good topic. Okay, look now at the Rambam. Rambam has a chumrah in his understanding of the length of a hair, but he's talking about Nazir right now. In number 12, Hilchos Naziris Perikei, a Nazir Shegolach Sa'ara Achas Loka. If he removes just one hair, Nazir is not allowed to, of course, cut his hair at all. If he cuts off, shaves one hair, he's Loka, whether he uses a razor, whether he uses a scissors, it's Aser. If you look at the last line of the Rambam here, Bimhiniach Mimenu Kidei Lakuf Rosho Likaro. If you leave the hair long enough so you could bend it, so the top is able to bend and touch the bottom of that hair, his definition is not necessarily next to skin or not. I'm not sure how to test this out exactly. But if, again, obviously this hair right here, I'm able to bend and touch the root. So how small you could get and still be able to bend it to touch the root, that's the shear that you would not violate the isser of a nazir. So in theory, a nazir is allowed to cut his hair, according to this Rambam, not our discussion, he could cut his hair, trim his hair if he wanted, and he won't get the iser until he cuts it close to the skin where you can't bend over those hairs anymore. So if you look now at number 14, at the Tosfos, why is this the length, the bending over of the hair? He explains very simply, Bekach yesh chashiva se'ar. When the hair is that long, that's considered a significant amount of hair. Anything less than that is called stubble, let's call it, and therefore that's not called hair, that's stubble. So once it's long enough, so then that's called, that's chashiva se'ar. So that's the sheet of the Rambam, which is a chumrah again. Again, according to the first opinion, Kain Tar meant it can't be samach labasar. As long as I put a comb in between the cutting, that's allowed. I don't know if that's going to be long enough for the Rambam, though, to be able to bend over the hair. You might need a little bit longer than a comb to be able to bend over the hair. So the Maaseh, how do we paskin? So if you look at the Ber Halacha, he's talking about showering and shaving and cutting hair before Shabbos, covered Shabbos. In this discussion, he writes in number 15, V'yesh omrim de pe'asro, she goes on a little bit of a rant about people cutting their hair and beards inappropriately and incorrectly. He says, de pe'as harosh, chamer od mi pe'as zakan. The corners of the head have a stringency that the corners of the beard don't have. De over al halav, afilu im mavirin bibisperayim ke'en tar. As opposed to the beard, you only violated the isser if you use a razor, but a scissor is allowed on the beard. When it comes to the Peos HaRosh, even scissors, as we saw, are usher as well. And the Ber Halacha paskins, dahainu samach lebesaro, if it's next to the skin. Sounds like the Ber Halacha is mekel, that he says, you, as long as you don't put the scissor mamish up to the skin, there's a little bit space, that would be sufficient, even though you may not be able to bend the hair over. And then he just points out, and if you jump down a few lines here, people really remove the hair so close to the skin using scissors. They don't leave anything left over at all. All he requires is a tiny bit. Just don't put the scissor next to the skin. Leave a tiny space. So according to the Chavetz Chaim, who has a whole sefer, by the way, on this discussion of shaving beards and Peos, he says, just leaving a tiny stubble would be sufficient in order to avoid the Isser. So now, what does that mean for you guys getting haircuts? That means even those stories that claim that they follow the halacha, and even those stories that claim that they have the pictures on the wall, it's still their halachas that they have to follow. So if you request that they should cut around your ears using a scissor, they should not be putting the scissor directly against your skin. There should be some separation using a comb in between or whatever other mechanism they want to use. That would be the proper way. Now just be warned, you might get yelled at for doing this and making a request. If you could say to the guy, listen, if a guy comes in and wants a mohawk, you give him a mohawk. So you say you want your hairstyle a certain way and you have to follow it. Forget the halacha. You're not trying to tell him what he's doing right or wrong. That's his problem. But this is how you want your haircut, and you have the right to demand how your hair should be cut. So that's if you're using scissors. If you're using an electric shaver with the clippers, so it's brought down here in this sefer that I came across, Hanoi, V'Hanetzach, and others as well, I think, Rebelsi also passing this way. When it came to using clippers, you could use a number two. A number two, typically, according to the sefer, is 6 millimeters. Now, I don't know if that's always the case. Is always the case, yeah? That's standard? Okay. I once went in Teaneck, when I stopped caring about how my hair looked. Like after yeshiva, I wasn't interested in that guy cutting my hair and talking to me for, 45 minutes. So I just shaved my hair. I went to that barbershop one time on Queen Anne Road. So I asked for a two or three, and he shaved it off, and I had no hair left. Because he was using a 2-3 from a beard shaver, which is very different than the head clippers. So he points out you have to be very, very careful, even though the clippers used for the head, a 2 would typically be 6 millimeters. When it comes to a trimmer, a beard trimmer, they have different measurements, and he thinks a 3 would be, if you're using a beard trimmer, 3 would be long enough, but a 2 beard trimmer would not be long enough. On the other day, Sheldon, who's not here, who he went to Paris for a day or so, he was showing me his clippers. So it says on his clippers the measurement, how many millimeters they are. Is that true of all clippers, they always say? Not all of them. Okay. So his, he had the amount of millimeters that it was, in which case, as long as, according to this shita, he thought 5 millimeters would be sufficient. But standard 2 is 6 millimeters. So 2 certainly gets it. If you get a 5 millimeter, that would also be good enough, according to the Sefer. That's when you're able to bend it a little bit. Okay, now that's all mikra, then that's all mitzad halacha. Now the question becomes, where does it come from getting long peis? What's the inim? So mitzad halacha, it's not discussed in the poskim and rishonim that we've been discussing, but on the side of the Shulchan Aruch here, there is the base Lechem Yehuda, there's a shita of that Rizal that's brought down, and there's, like always, there's always different opinions of what that Rizal meant. But according to at least this parish that's found on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from the Arizal, you don't have this in front of you, and Arizal, with regards to cutting the beard, would never cut his beard, but he would cut his mustache if it got in the way. That's, again, not our discussion now. But with regards to his peyas, it says, V'gam hayom eniach ha-peya shalrosh legadel, that Arizal would let his hair grow long, v'lo haya chotchan, he wouldn't cut them, ad shiyigdilu kolkach, if it got too long, shiachnisu lamati b'mokum ser hazakan mamish, if the peyas got so long where it would start getting confused or mixed within the beard hair, so she'az ha'yachotcha, then he would cut them, ad osa makam shemisham lamata lo yikre pas rosh. When it's not called the peyos anymore, so it sounds like what's being described here is, he let the hair grow long till around here. It would hang over like that, and if it got longer, he'd cut it because hair would not be considered the peyos anymore. That's called the zakan. Even though it starts off over here, once it gets beyond that point, that's called the peyos zakan. That's not called peyos rosh anymore. That's how it's described in Beis Lechem Yehuda. Now again, this is not mitzad halacha, this is mitzad hider, not even a chumrah. All the poskim that I saw, this is mitzad hider, not mitzad halacha, not mitzad chumrah, just a hider mitzvah. So the Arizal felt anything longer than that would be considered unnecessary. That's not a hider, that's just nonsense according to Beis Lechem Yehuda. No, but many other poskim, other chasisha poskim, do hold that no, as long as they go, that's still considered hider. And there are many, many different customs. Some say, you know, as long as the beard goes, you could cut it below that. Some say you can't cut it at all. Some say even if it gets long, you shouldn't cut it, you should singe it. That's how some chasim, they actually burn it till it falls off and crumbles. There are different customs, but this is all mitzad hider mitzvah, which we're not discussing now, but mitzad halacha, just to make sure, if you go to the barbershop, either use a 3 clipper from the head type of clipper, or a scissor that's not mamish touching the skin. Yes?
Going back to the shita that says, even if you pull out 2 hairs, let's say, from the peis, that would be the chai. So when the peis grow longer, as you manhandle them or put them up or twist them or whatever, and in the shower, they naturally, you know, there's always something that's falling out.
Right.
Much more so than if the peis are shorter.
Right, so let's discuss now the discussion of tolesh, and then really what's more relevant is combing or even playing with the hair, which is similar to combing. Yeah. Is that something that you should or should not do?
I mean, if you look at many of them, they're all
twirled, sure.
You know, these tight curls that the curling iron can do.
Yeah, so let's discuss that right now. Look at number 17, the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener writes, this is in Makos Daf Chaf, Yesh listapik im talosh hasaros mekaron biyad madin. Are you able to pluck out the hairs? Is that going to be a violation? Shmuel was saying before that maybe only the certain way you do it. So, on one hand, I don't use a tar. I haven't used a razor. I haven't used a misparayim cane tar. I haven't used scissors either. I plucked it out. So I didn't do the derech, but at the same time, I accomplished what a razor accomplished. So this gets involved in a chakir, which we're not going to delve into too much. But what is the iser? What's the nature of the iser of cutting off the peos? Is it an iser in the maisa, or is it an iser in the totsa? Is it how you do it, cane tar or an actual tar, or is it the result? I don't care how I get there. If I use some type of cream, that's going to cause it to fall out. If I use tweezers, if I pluck it out with my hand, that will accomplish the same thing possibly as a tar. So that's a discussion Aruch Lener has about plucking out. He goes back and forth, and he doesn't have a conclusion here, but he says it is toloi in that chakira of being a maisa, which would permit tolesh, or it's about totsa, which would prohibit being tolesh any of the hairs. And now this gets into the next discussion, a fascinating tzarech in of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gemara in Shavuos, those who did Daf Yomi recently came across this long tosos on Beis Amud Beis. The tosos has a discussion about whether or not we paskin when it comes to Hakafas Rosh, cutting off the peos, whether or not using tweezers and other types of instruments would be an iser or not. So So look what he tells us, what number 18 the Rebbe Akiva Eiger writes, and the tzarachin he has. Lefize, nira de gam bimalaked veritani, which are types of instruments, I think they define them as tweezers, chayiv. The Tosas Paskins using tweezers would be an isser of cutting off peyos. Kevin de lo makshin and rosh lezakon, linimis parayim, because we don't have a hekesh of peyos rosh. Zakon, the isser is only a tar, the razor. But peyos rosh, it's a whole other isser, and therefore even using tweezers would be aser. So look at the tzarachin of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The last line, the bold in the paragraph here, vim kein, ye aser lisrok peyos rosh. It'd be aser to comb v'tzarech iyin ledina, because combing the hair would seemingly cause inevitably hairs to fall out. There's always hair stuck in combs and brushes. It happens, and therefore it should be aser because it might cause it to come out. It's a violation of tolish. Look what he says on the next page, furthering this discussion. This is the second paragraph down. V'af d'yesh l'adun k'tas b'svek sveka. There's a svek sveka here. Why? Safek d'lo k'tosvos. Ela detar dafka kmin bezakan, kima bezakan. Firstly, there's one machlokus. Maybe we passing like that daya that only using a razor is aser the peos, but misparayim would be mutter. That's safek one. The safek number two is what we started off this year. Kishitas hasovrim. That's the Rambam. Dibishir shnayim o arba saros mani delo mikra kafa. The Rambam felt as long as you leave four or 40 hairs, you haven't violated an iser. So if you're combing your payas, you're not removing all that amount of hair. This at least 40, if not 4 hairs that are going to be left, you haven't violated an iser. So since there's a svek sveka, again, firstly, some say only a razor's aser. And number two is the shear of not leaving 40 hairs, according to Rambam, is mutter. So mikomakom, he says, lefizeh, neka gam kem bemisparayim mahach svek sveka atzma. So he says, certainly combing seems to be okay when it comes to svek sveka. And on top of that, you would say scissors should also be permitted, because some permit scissors. And even if you don't permit scissors, some say all you need to do is, as long as you leave 40 hairs left, that's certainly going to be accomplished when you use scissors. So he leaves that as svek sveka. But he says, the last line here, umitam davar shein meskaven, if shalahatir, maybe you could use a different angle. There's a concept in halacha, davar shein meskaven, machlokis, whether that's mutter or aser. If you have in mind to do something or not in mind to do something, davar shein meskaven, and it happens, so we paskin it's mutter. If something happens without your kavana, it's mutter. So I plan on combing my peyos to make them look pretty. I don't plan on them falling out. So shouldn't that be another tzad lahatir? He says it can't be. Ef shar lahatir, you can't use davar shein meskaven as a place of heter, because ef shar lahatir, the hasrika have a psik resha. Kedamrina Benazir, I'll show you that Gemara in just a moment. It's a psik resha. When it comes to psik, what?
But it's Dilonichale.
We pass him psik resha, Dilonichale. We pass him, it's aser.
But even if you say that it's a psik resha, you can make an argument that it's not a psik resha.
Not if the Gemara says so.
The Gemara says that we'll no matter what, if you comb your hair, regardless how long it
is. Let's take a look right now. He drops off Tarchin Ladino. Lamaisi doesn't know how to pass him when it comes to combing hair. But if you look at the Gemara and Nazir, just to look at this basis, how he knows that. When it comes to combing the hair, the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, this is number 9, Nazir Chofef Umifaspes. A Nazir is able to wash his hair, he could shampoo his hair, what he can't do is Avalo Sorek. When you comb it or brush it, you're pulling hairs. That's why you can't comb the hair on Shabbos also. It's going to cause the hairs to fall out. Depending on the bristles that you're using also, could be dependent on that. But he says you can't comb the hair. So that if you use a baby brush, that would seemingly be permitted for payos as well. But if you're using a hard bristled brush, just like it would be usher on Shabbos, that would be usher on for payos as well. So look what he says just to explain this. But then we hold davar shein meskaven is mutter. So why is it usher to comb your hair? I don't want my hair to fall out. Avalo sorek, you can't comb your hair because he goes on to explain. This is what the Rishon explained. It's a psik resha. That inevitably what's going to happen is when you comb the hair will be pulled out. So just like a nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, just like we can't comb our hair on Shabbos if you use those types of bristles, so too, it's possible, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you shouldn't be able to comb your peos because that's going to inevitably, psik resha, cause the hairs to fall out and violating an iser darais. So he leaves it as a tzarech in. So, yes.
So, hang on a second. So you come out of the mikvah on Shabbos morning, And so you're doing with a towel and patting down and doing all the right things. Now you have this thing hanging there.
Well, we're not done yet. Wait to the end, the punchline. So the Chassam Sofer, who had a conversation, who was the Chassam Sofer to Rabbi Kvieger? Anyone know what the relationship was? What?
Father-in-law?
Father-in-law. He was his father-in-law. They're also contemporaries. And they had this conversation. And Rabbi Kvieger sent over the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer, his father-in-law, about whether or not it should be usur to comb hairs or not, because of cutting out the payos, combing the areas by the payos. So it says the Chassam Sofer, we'll finish with this piece, number 20. V'inei barur, it's clear, de minazir ein raya. You can't bring a proof from nazir. Because fundamentally, nazir is very different than the isur of cutting payos rosh. De hasam, when it comes to nazir, kasiv gadol perase arosho, you have to grow the hair, shim mitzvah legalam, the mitzvah dafka to grow them. Elachein afilu tolesh asur, if you pluck the hairs, you're now not allowing it to grow. So the violation, again, the requirement for nazir is to have them grow. Tolesh is undermining the growth. Aval hacha, when it comes to peos rosh, log bita Torah elahasara. It's not about having them grow, it's the negative. You can't remove them. It's the hasara. The removal would be the iser. Ef shalomar she'ein akpada betlish. It's possible, says the Chassam Sofer, that's the way that you remove them. So again, they're fundamentally different. Nazir, the inin is to grow them. Anything that's going to undo the growth is usur. Tolish, combing is usur. But when it comes to peos rosh, it's not about growing the hair. It's about removing the hair. There's iser of hasara, which means the maisa, how you accomplish that would be the iser. So combing them would not be a typical way of hasara, and therefore he thinks it might be mutter to comb the hair. But then he says a little further. He's going back and forth. If you jump to the next bold, mikol makom misvara, he says niran divrei primoshe v'chevan dehikbid al hakafa. But also the Torah seems to be makbid not on how you remove it, but lemaisa, the totsa, how it looks at the end. There's a hakafa. You've circled your head. Shelo lahashvos acharei aznaim im tzedav. You shouldn't draw that line. You shouldn't connect the back of your ear to your forehead. Im Kaini says, if it's about the totsa, how it appears, mali tolesh ogozes. Who cares how you have it done? I mean, the Chassam Sofer first says there's a distinction between nazir and peos rosh. But even within peos rosh, is a chakira, is it about how you cut it off, or is it about the result of it being cut off in the end of the day? If it's about how you cut it off, so then combing should be permitted. But if it's about, in the end of the day, there's a hakafa, there's a totsa of it missing peos, so then even combing would be a problem. So he has a suffix. But although there's a suffix sometimes, he falls back on the tradition that he has. Ibra, who is the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer? Nelson Adler. So he quotes him in many tshuvas. So he writes here as well, and this is how he finishes off. Ibra lo chazina le rabbanan kashisha. I didn't see the older rabbis, the mizharu b'hachi. They were not careful with this inin. The gamra isi lemori hagon chasid sheba kahuna mora rav Nelson Adler zetal. Mori de uvda de avr hachi. That he himself would comb his hair and wouldn't be concerned. He'd comb his peos. Shma mina, the fact that even though mitad halacha, I'm not sure to paskin, but I've got a mesorah that I saw him do this, lest the chash lahai milsa, and there we don't need to be choshish on this. However, miu time abai, we still need to explain this, how this is allowed. Certainly it's allowed, he just wants to understand why is it allowed. And he finished off saying, l'shitas harambam, to yohiv shi'ura lepeas rosh arbam saros, according to the Rambam, as long as you leave 40 hairs left, there's not a shaila at all. Lo shchicha, and the last line here in the bold, certainly lo shchicha sheyasher rov saros of yamidam al arbav vein kam beis mecha. So he's really relying on the Rambam that there's no way that by combing hair you're going to have less than 40 hairs left. In conclusion, he says one is allowed to in fact comb the hair, not a problem. You could twirl the hair, you could play with the hair, it's all going to be completely fine. L'chachila, Rav Nelson Adler did this, as did many, many other great gedolim in the times of the Chassam Sofer. So in the end of the day, when you guys now, you should be educated now how to get a proper haircut. So you know now the area what should be cut, no less than what we mentioned. If you're having the scissors, so you shouldn't have the scissors mamish next to the hair. You should have a comb in between at least, if not more than a comb in between. And also, if you're using an electric shaver, make sure it shouldn't be less than a 2. And if you're using a beard trimmer, check the millimeters, but it should be probably around a 3. Okay, so in Mitzvah Shem Yishol B'Yizoche, to the Mekayim's Mitzvah, and spread the word.
So the scissors should not touch the skin as you cut it, right?
Exactly.